The chief defect of Henry King was chewing little bits of string. One day he swallowed one which tied itself in ugly knots inside. Physicians of the utmost fame were called at once. But when they came, they answered, as they took their fees, "There is no cure for this disease. Henry will very soon be dead." Prom said, "We have business to the south. Let's get started and put some miles in between now and then." They kicked their horses into a powerful run and rode into the dusk. A mighty group of six highly trained warriors and a king disappeared towards the south, raising clouds of dust in their wake. Lord Cutglass, in his kitchen full of thyme, squats down alone to a dog dish marked Fido, or peppery fish scraps, and listens to the voices of his 66 clocks, one for each year of his loony age, and watches with love their black and white moony loud-lipped faces talking the earth away. A fearful man, all in coarse grey, with a great iron on his leg. A man with no hat, and with broken shoes, and with an old rag tied around his head. A man who had been soaked in water, and smothered in mud, and lamed by stones, and cut by flints, and stung by nettles, and torn by briars.